Dear people of God, as we have come here to celebrate the baptism of the Lord, it is a three manifestation of Jesus. One of them is the baptism of the Lord. The first is the Christmas, Epiphany, and baptism. With this, we conclude Christmas. We enter into the ordinary time. As we reflect the baptism of the Lord, it is also good to reflect our own baptism. Most often we do not remember the beginning, or we don't have time to remember the beginning, because what is present is suppressing or taking priority in our lives. But there are some beginnings we do not forget, like the baptism, marriage, or ordination, or some events that are very significant in our life. Baptism is only a beginning. It is not the end. As we see, it is a beginning to enter into public life. Jesus begins the public ministry by baptism. So baptism is empowering us that we may begin something new. We begin something good. And we do something that pleases God. So a person was traveling a long distance, felt that he missed the direction. So he wanted to ask some people whether he was on the right direction. So he asked one guy, a passerby, "Am I on the right direction?" He said, "Yes, sir, you are on the right direction, but on the wrong road." It can happen to us. Baptism is the right direction, but our life may be on the wrong road. That is why the baptism is the moment of finding direction with God. That is what Jesus did it. Having been baptized, having been approved and applauded by God, "You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." This is the exact thing God did it to us. All of us, when we were baptized, God told us, "I am so well pleased with you. I'm so happy for you that you are baptized." But is God happy today? What is really going on after baptism? So many of us think after being baptized, we are straight back to heaven. No. Baptism is only a beginning that we need to really make effort to put on Christ. That is why in Galatians 3:27, St. Paul tells us, "So for all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ." So baptism gives us that new cloth, a new creation, that really makes us not to be afraid. That is why it is a moment of listening. Baptism is giving us the power, and it opens our ears and our heart to listen. Epatha. Be open. You remember in the rite of a child baptism, the priest puts the sign of the cross on the mouth and sign of the cross on the ears. Today you listen. Today you proclaim. And this is what is entrusted to us. Therefore, we do not need to be afraid. You know, one man went to a psychiatrist and said, "I'm so afraid of cats because I think I am now a rat. Whenever I see a cat, I run away."
So the doctor gave him a lot of medicine for 6 months and said, okay, come and see me after 6 months. After 6 months, he came and said, you know, the story has not changed. I'm still running away from the cat. Then he said, no, but you are a human being and you don't need to be afraid. Then that man who is sick said to the doctor, doctor, I know I am a human being. You know I am a human being. The world knows, but the cat does not know. It is the way we think. You know, when we are baptized, we are empowered. The devil knows, the evil knows, we are the children of God. We are empowered. We are empowered like Jesus to do the mission, the prophetic mission. And therefore, those of us who hear the word of God must become or need to become the voice of those who are suffering in our communities, in our families. We are the voice of God. That is what baptism does to each one of us. For which we really listen to the second reading where St. Paul tells, it is not by your righteousness that today you are saved, but it is by his mercy. He says beautifully, he saved us not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy through the waters of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Yes, baptism empowers us and removes all our fear. And baptism has made us a new creation. Therefore, let us leave that to old things. St. Paul says very clearly, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is now happened. You are the new creation. We are the new creation because we are baptized. And therefore, let us behave in a way that people could recognize Christ in us. May this celebration, the feast day celebration of baptism, really help us to be honor the promise that we made to God and the church. And may the Lord truly strengthen us and bless each one of us. Amen.